Michael Morales Torres para Lucha Libre Online Metro Puerto Rico y El Calce junto a mí, directamente desde Impact Wrestling, representando a Ohio y el mundo entero. Zachary Wentz regresa acá a Lucha Libre Online. Zach, man, it is an absolute honor to have you back here. How are you doing today?
Thanks, bro. I'm great. How are you?
All good here in Puerto Rico, man. Thank you for asking. And I gotta ask, a lot has happened in your life as of lately. Things were very calm inside the ring, and recently Trey Miguel needed backup, and Zach Wentz was there to prove himself as that backup that he needed. First of all, how does it feel to be back home at Impact Wrestling, sir?
Dude, it's amazing. I'm so happy, bro. That's it. Again, like you said, it's home. It feels like home. So, I'm sorry.
Blessings.
That's just great.
Man, incredible feeling to be back home. If I'm not mistaken, your last match with Impact prior to your other run was in 2020, and it was, if I'm not mistaken, Rich Swann and Trey Miguel against the Rascals back then. How does it feel to be back, but this time on Trey's corner? You know, that was a very emotional moment. The three of you cried. It was like, it was pretty. It was beautiful. It was a farewell or a goodbye. Now you're back home. How does it feel to be partnering with Trey one more time?
I mean, it feels good. It's Trey's literally my brother. Like that is my brother. There's not a day that goes by where we don't FaceTime or talk on the phone or communication somehow. So it feels good. You know, it's my best friend, and I'm just so happy to be back with a man.
Man, if you allow me, I'm going to say something in Spanish. Three quick things. Y es que el 15 de julio, este 15 de julio, sábado, Impact Wrestling trae a ustedes el evento más grande del año para ellos, Slammiversary, señoras y señores, en directo desde Windsor, Ontario, en Canadá, directamente en el St. Clair College. Allí directamente pueden verlos. Hay mucho latino en el área, así que dense la vuelta. Los boletos están disponibles en eventbrite.com o impactwrestling.com, o hagan clic aquí abajo directamente. También lo pueden adquirir a través de Fight TV, a través de Impact Plus, pero Slammiversary va a estar excelente, el evento más grande del año para ellos. Posterior a eso, tienen Chicago Heat el 28 y 29 de julio en Chicago, Illinois, obviamente. Van a estar por allí con eventbrite.com los boletos o impactwrestling.com, pero 28 y 29 de julio, Impact regresa a Chicago. Y por último, Emergence, otro pay-per-view que tienen disponible el 27 de agosto. Vuelven nuevamente a Canadá, específicamente al Rebel Entertainment Center en Toronto, Ontario, Canadá. Sábado 27 de agosto, eventbrite.com para boletos o impactwrestling.com para boletos. Y para todos los anteriores pay-per-view disponibles a través de Fight TV o Impact Plus. Man, I was just saying in Spanish, Slammiversary is just around the corner, and you just came back with perfect timing. How important for you is Slammiversary?
It's super important. Just because I've had, you know, at Slammiversary, I've had some standout matches. And it's one of the biggest pay-per-views of the year for Impact. And to be able to be put just straight to there, you know, we got to make some noise. Rascals got to make some noise. So doesn't matter what we have on the show, I promise you the Rascals are going to make an impact.
Of course they will, as usual. Your comeback match, if I'm not mistaken, Chris Bay, great talent, outstanding talent inside the ring, such as you. How was it to face him once again inside the square circle?
Dude, it was great because Bay is like one of my brothers, you know. That's someone who he came up with. I still talk to for a while. Even when I was gone from Impact, we still kept in communication and all that. And he's one person that we just have such good chemistry together. And I just feel so I'm just so comfortable in the ring with, you know. So it was definitely a great first match back. You couldn't ask for like a better one, unless I was wrestling like Trey or something, you know.
Impact Wrestling had a huge opportunity this past week, if I'm not mistaken. You guys, they all, the, you know, the Impact roster was touring in Australia. Like, I saw the newspaper article, I saw the pictures, I saw the videos, I saw everything, and I was like, the place is packed. The place is completely packed. Impact Wrestling is extremely popular. It has happened before in Mexico. This time was Australia's turn. How does it feel to be, you know, again, perfect timing? You're back at Impact Wrestling. The company's growing huge and quickly again. Having the opportunity as, you know, as the roster of Impact with the company itself, like being in Australia company-wise, how big for Zachary Wentz is this opportunity?
I mean, it's great, especially for the company. Like, granted, I wasn't on the tour because I just came back, and you know, but to see how much growth there is and how many places Impact, Impact's able to go to and have a huge fan base there, it's absolutely, absolutely incredible. I feel like the company is headed in such a great direction nowadays. And you know, I'm looking at social media, they've been trending for almost every single show. And it's just, I think people are going to get hip to Impact again in a huge way. You know, we got myself coming back, you have Leo Rush, you have Trinity, you know, we got all of these names. You had Nick Aldis coming, you have Motor City Machine Guns, you have Eddie Edwards, you have Moose, you have, you know, it's, I'm telling you, our roster is fire, bro. It's crazy.
And speaking of the roster, the level of competition there, it's incredible. You have talent that's so diverse. You have luchadores. You have puroretsu wrestlers, Japanese wrestlers. You have American wrestlers. You have wrestlers that are used to, you know, working the strong style system. Mexican lucha libre. There's a lot of variety inside the roster. How does it feel to be in such a competitive roster, man?
It feels good. You know, it's one of those sink or swims. And I feel like I've always swam, you know. And if you can't, then you shouldn't be a part of the roster. And I feel like, I don't know, man, put us up against anybody, and we're going to thrive.
The X division particularly, it's Impact's strong point, and at least in my opinion, has always been something different compared to the rest of the industry itself. How does it feel to be part of such a prestigious division, like the X division? Like, you can be anywhere. You can be at the heavyweight division or the top guys, or you can be opening matches. You can be tag team wrestler. You can be everything, which is, you're like a chameleon. You can adapt easily to every style, but X division particularly, how does it feel?
So the good thing about the X division is, like, that's the selling point behind the X division, is there are no limits. Anybody can do anything. And you've seen some of the matches from back in the day, you know, of like the Kazarians, the AJs, the Amazing Reds, you know, it's the place to be, man. The X division really is. And to be a part of that is, it's amazing. It really is.
Let's talk about love. Gigi Dolling came to your life. How does it feel to have a supportive partner that understands the process of wrestling itself? Because being on the road all the time, it's complicated. Having to wrestle at Canada or Australia or Mexico, and randomly the other week you're going to be on tour for like 10 straight days. Like, how does it feel to have a supportive partner?
No, it's awesome, man. Because she's, you know, if it wasn't for her, I honestly don't know. To how where I'd be right now, because she's kept me on the right track. And you know, there's sometimes when you're on the road and you're hurting and you're tired and you're just like, oh, I just want to come home. But she's on the phone like, hey, no, like, you're doing something, you're making yourself a star, keep going out there, because look at her, she's a superstar, you know. And it's just great. It's so great to have a supportive partner, man.
It's incredible to have the opportunity to share something you love with someone you love. So kudos to both of you, and wishing you success in this new chapter. Man, the Rascals are definitely a tag team that caught everyone's eye. Their particular Smokey style, to say the very least, is something that is incredible. It's interesting. It's different. It's refreshing. Who invented this concept? Who brought it to TV in reality? Who were part of making it a reality, basically?
Us, you know. So at first it was myself and Desmond Xavier, or Wesley, whatever you want to call him. I still call him Des because that's, you know, that's what I've known him my whole career. But we were It honestly, it came from a picture that one of our friends made. We were watching The Little Rascals one day, and one of our friends made a picture to put his face and my face on two of the Little Rascals kids. And we held on that to that for a while because at the time we were called Scarlet and Graves. And then we added Trey to the group, and we knew that we had to be something different. We had to have our own identity because that was a name given to us that we didn't really associate with. Like, it just wasn't our style. And we were like, you know what? Why don't we just run with it? Like, we love the Little Rascals. Why don't we just be like the Rascals and then put a Z at the end of it because it's edgy and whatever. And then we brought Myron Reed into the group, and the idea of doing the treehouse with the smoke and all of that we actually did. We came up with that idea. Obviously we like that 70s show, so we liked the smoke circle.
Circle, of course.
We liked the smoke circle. So we were like, why don't we do this for wrestling? So we cut the promo for CZW back in the day. And we did one. And eventually, I want to say Sammy Callahan showed Impact Management the promo of us doing the smoke circle, and they loved it, particularly Jimmy Jacobs, who was head of like the creative at the time. And they just knew that, all right, this is something that we need to get on TV. And it just took off from there, had a life of its own.
Man, and I knew that 70s show was involved because it gave me that little vibe, and it's incredible that you guys made it a reality inside the wrestling industry. I want to say something else in Spanish as well. Este jueves, al igual que todos los jueves, Impact Wrestling tiene su programación semanal en Access TV, y de igual manera la tienen en su canal de YouTube con la suscripción de Impact Insiders. No se la pueden perder todos los jueves a las 8 de la noche, hora del este, por Access TV y por la suscripción de YouTube Insiders. De igual manera, toda su mercancía está disponible en shopimpact.com, y de igual manera, ebay.com/impactwrestling para memorabilia firmada por muchos talentos, entre ellos Zach Wentz. Zach, I wish we have more time, but we are getting to the final part of this interview. Last but not least, man, what message can you send to all the Latin American fans out there so they can tune in July 15 Slammiversary, as well every single Thursday, Impact on Access TV, as well Emergence on August? Like, what's your message to the fans out there so they can come in and watch Impact Wrestling?
Thank you for the love and the support that you guys have given. But the Rascals are back. You know, the Rascals are back. That's a huge deal. And we're going to tear it up, man. You guys just got to watch. Smoke them if you got them. And the Rascals got all of them.
Speaking of, man, Trey Miguel. I said last but not least, but I think we have a minute. Trey Miguel, Zach Wentz. You can go to the tag team division. You can go to the X division. You can go to the Impact World Championship and go towards that. The Digital Media Championship. Like, everything is a possibility. Do you guys have something specifically targeted? Because we saw what happened.
I want the Impact Tag Team Championships.
Yes.
You know, I am a tag team wrestler. I can, and like another goal of mine is I do want to prove myself and show that I can be in main events and can carry the company, whether that's the X Division or the World Heavyweight. But for now, I want those Impact Tag Team Championships. That is one title that has eluded me in my career, and it haunts me to this day. I want those Impact Tag Team Championships.
Así que Zachary Wentz regresó por los campeonatos en parejas de Impact Wrestling, señoras y señores. No se lo pueden perder por nada del mundo. Slammiversary, julio 15, 8 de la noche, disponible a través de Impact Plus y de igual manera a través de Fight TV. Let's wrap this up, pero en español. Zach Wentz y Michael Morales Torres, los Rascals, para Lucha Libre Online, Metro Puerto Rico y El Calce, porque en español nadie lo hace mejor.